This hour brought to you by LibertyOnCall.org. Take back your independence, control, and make your own healthcare decisions. LibertyOnCall.org. Together, we are one.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friends, we're going to go back to your calls now, and I won't have to hurry through them as much because our guests are gone. David Knight is coming in about an hour. I may actually have him come in a little bit earlier because wild horses couldn't drag me away from coming in after the Iowa caucuses and covering things, but I told the story at the start of the show. When Trump lost, I knew he was going to lose because the fact that it's on an open caucus and he's got a lot of libertarians and crossover folks that would vote for him. And plus, there's a lot of hanky-panky going on, but he's like 10, 20, 30 points ahead in other caucuses, other primary states right now. But I got so bummed out, feeling bad. You know when you first get sick, you don't realize you're sick. You go, man, I feel terrible. And then it hits you, you're sick. So for about an hour after I covered the caucuses with the crew last night, I was like, man, I really am bummed out. And then I realized I had a little bit of a fever last night, and I don't get sick but about once a year. Well, I thought I braved it with my kids getting it and everybody else. This year, and then they're obviously a lot healthier as well, than a lot of people I know. But it did hit me, and I think I'm going to, if David can do it, I just decided to do this during the break, have him come in here at the bottom of the hour, because all work and no play makes me dull, but this isn't play. I need to go lay down on the couch for a little while so that I can then finish a bunch of imperative work. That is coming up today. I got a bunch of work around the office in TV syndication, radio syndication, ads we're cutting, investigative reports I've got to approve. And so I've just got to be able to be set up and be ready for that. We've got a clip I want to play, and we're going to come back and go right to your calls, because I don't want to cut you short right now, that I mentioned earlier. TV viewers can go see it. And that's Ted Cruz in Iowa with one of his daughters being a little pissy. And not wanting to hug him. And people are saying this shows that Ted Cruz, we show it right here, there must be this evil, dark guy. Look, I have two daughters. I have a son. They usually run up, hug me, love me, they love daddy. But sometimes, especially in crowds of people or stuff going on or they got something on their mind, they don't want to hug me. And it doesn't happen very often, but it's times like this. And it's usually when they're focused on something else. And you look at his daughter, we'll go ahead and roll the video and audio. She's looking ahead. There's something she wants to do, probably an ice cream stand or something, or pizza stand 20 feet away. I don't know. I just know this look. See, she's just being for me, that shows he's pulled the daylights out of him. Like I've done. He's probably a pretty good dad. Here's the deal. I'm not, I had a lot of problems with Cruz, and I think they probably did do some dirty tricks against Carson, saying he'd quit and stuff to try to get ahead. I don't like that. I'm going to watch Cruz very, very closely. And look, we had investigative journalist on Wayne Madsen. I didn't know he was going to go there with this whole thing and Cruz and his connections to Rubio and the gay porn and the rest of it. And I don't know if he's involved in that. There's no evidence of it. But Wayne has got his snout on this and is somebody I respect, so we're going to continue to look into it. But that said, the reason those type of things are important is because they can blackmail you with that information. And we know with the Clintons, we know with Obama, we know with Hillary, that there's a bunch of hanky-panky going on. And you see Hillary out there with all her girlfriends on the road, and she can't keep her hands off young women when she's on stages. My issue is that it's creepy. This weird power mad witch. And then, it's like Hugh Hefner with young women kind of is creepy, Well, then to see her, it's creepy. It's not that I'm against a woman or I'm against, I'm a libertarian. I'm a Christian. I think those lifestyles become destructive. You end up not having children. They get put in their own groups who then see us as the enemy who are heterosexual and, have traditional lifestyles. I'm a classical liberal. But it's like Drudge said, why aren't we seeing Hillary's lovers? That a Republican had a whole big string of boyfriends confirmed. Guys stay in the same hotel room with them over and over again, and that you'd hear about it. And you should, because, if Obama frequents Chicago bathhouses, we have a right to know. And the truth is, we investigated it. Wayne Madsen went there and did, and boy, is there fire where there was smoke. And so, I have such a problem. I'm a Christian, but I have a problem with some folks that set sexual stuff up as the number one issue instead of political corruption, because then they could burn politicians for individual sexual actions, but not for the bigger crimes that everybody's involved in. It's like going after Clinton for the sexual improprieties and lying about that. How about giving missile secrets to the Chi-Cops? We'll be back.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
I wonder what Mr. Serling, Special Forces Commando, World War II, and the German front...
This is Mr. Romney Wordsworth.
Think about America today.
His last 48 hours on Earth. He's a citizen of the state, but will soon have to be eliminated. Because he's built out of flesh, and because he has a mind. Mr. Romney Wordsworth, who will draw his last breaths in the Twilight Zone.
You have found it. The desperate attempt to alert humanity to a scientific takeover. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for joining us. All right, we're going to your phone calls right now. David Knight's coming at the bottom of the hour. Kit Daniels got several interviews last weekend with Ron Paul. He just posted another one of them up. where he basically exposes Bernie Sanders. And when David Knight comes in at the bottom of the hour, he's going to be playing that, breaking down the fraud, the evidence of manipulation in Iowa, taking your phone calls, and then they're landing in the next 45 minutes. I just got into Dallas about an hour ago. Richard Reeves and Krug did a great job covering Iowa the last week and a half. They're going to be in studio the last 30 minutes of the fourth hour today. Right now, let's go ahead and go to your phone calls. Let's talk to Mike in Louisiana. Thank you. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to highlight an issue with a kind of a two-part question.
Sure, go ahead.
Isn't it a fundamental flaw that the president appoints the Supreme Court justices, and doesn't it make them effectively yes-men and attach strings between the judicial and executive branches?
Well, that's to create a separation of powers again, because Congress has to approve them. And so it puts a check and a balance on that as well, and the court is supposedly checked by the Congress yet again with appropriations funding. But, yes, it's very incestuous. It's not a perfect system. It's one of the best ever developed. But it's been circumvented by the media, the Fifth Estate, and the bureaucracy, the Fourth Estate. And so they now are running away with the Constitution. They bought off the presidency and Congress and the courts and are transferring U.S. sovereignty and lawmaking authority to unelected secret global boards via a la TPP.
Well, I just wanted to ask that question because I kind of feel like that's why the president is so arrogant and why the Obamacare issue got overturned.
That's it. No, they're blackmailing him. We have people testifying to the FBI that you heard Klayman. Klayman talks to the FBI director himself, and I'm not lionizing them. It's just that they are trying to get Hillary indicted. I mean, they have to. Listen, the whole, even though the FBI isn't perfect, which by any means it's not, very dangerous organization, a lot of serious bad stuff they do in their history, obviously, different compartments, some good, some bad. They know the whole system's lost basically complete credibility. I mean, if they went after Richard Nixon, they got to go after Hillary and Obama. I mean, we went after Bush. You heard Klayman earlier. I mean, Bush was terrible. Nothing compared to Obama. It's so crazy that then it's the climate. Mitch McConnell last week, we're still trying to do it, tries to give him global martial law military power, including domestically. That's senators using those words before I did. I was like, oh, did he copy my exact words? No, I read the bill. I read the subsections. And it turned out a senator, a day before I learned of it, Democrat from Connecticut, had said the exact words I said. We didn't learn of the clip till Sunday. He made the comments on Thursday, week before last. I mean, that right there, that's not even news, is just, at a certain point, man, Calgon, take me away. Scotty, beam me up. There's no intelligent life down here to rip off James Traficant, the classical congressman who had weirder hair than Donald Trump and died in a farming action, if you believe that. But anything else you'd like to add, Mike?
Well, I was just worried that he might try to use that to be able to push the whole gun thing just like he did with Obamacare. And
no, absolutely. They're coming for everything, bro. It's on. They told Drudge, we're coming for your free speech. I've been threatened. But at the same time, I've never had so many people in government and corporations saying we're on your side and giving us information and everything. And this is genuine. I mean, folks are freaked out, and they should be, because it's all coming down to the end of the line right now. Let's go ahead now and go back to another caller. Let's talk to Mike in Arizona. Thanks for holding your own ear.
Hey, Alex. Hope you feel better.
Hey, I'm having a smoother show today because I feel like I got kicked in the head by a mule.
Well, that was actually one of my topics I wanted to talk to you about, because you came on Friday after the debate and kind of apologized for, you know, being yourself the night before. I just want to tell you that that's what we love about you. We love to have you come on, let loose a little bit, you know, like the Facebook mentions after the X-Files, you know. Don't take your own advice on what you gave Grandpa. Don't listen to your handlers so much. And it's
well,
okay.
It's not really handlers. You know, it's like my mom hears it or my cousin does. And then I said, how was that? And they said, a little bit of a, it was entertaining, sure. But things are so serious now. I get it. There should be some humor, but I shouldn't be, you know, out of control, running around the office, you know, just jumping in front of, I mean, you know, because at a certain point, I hate the mainstream media. They traumatize me. I hate looking at them. Brett Baer and just in CNN with the CIA guy, Anderson Cooper. I can't hardly look at Hillary. I see images of George Soros and get upset. Obama, Clinton. I can't look at them anymore, man. I've been fighting these people for 20-something years. And so I do. My point is, a lot of new people are tuning in every minute, and they see me acting wild. I know it's fun. It's real. That's why folks like it. It's just, I was saying, a lot of stations, TV and radio, are picking up these special events we do. None of them complained. In fact, they called up and said, hey, it's okay, yeah, but we do like it more when you do actually play the debate with commentary. You know, I think it was advertised as serious analysis, and then I did a comedy deal. I think we should maybe do some comedy programming and then announce that's comedy. If stations want it, they can get it. But, you know, when the comedy descends into me, you know, just making jokes and, you know, calling Biggs a wet cat, he was laughing at it. It was funny. He was over there, you know, pouting. And then he's a real person, and then I was running around acting goofy. It's fun. And people said, oh, don't go on there and apologize. I wasn't even so much apologizing. I was being retrospective. But I hear you, brother, and we love you, too. What else is on your mind?
Just number two, I'm just super happy to see you back in Trump. Like yourself, I was a tall guy before. I had donated to his campaign. But he's not running a campaign that can win. And I'm just glad to see you behind Trump. And now, especially with what's going on, I just hope you guys stay there. And hopefully we get what we need out of this campaign.
Yeah, we're going to back Trump unless he does some really tyrannical statements or whatever, because we know the system's against him. And then if he does get in, I've never really endorsed a presidential candidate like this. And so if he does get in, it will be all of our moral responsibilities to keep him on the straight and narrow. And if he starts messing with us, to go completely ape. And by the way, he knows that. I mean, you can't, like, do this whole messianic populist leader thing and try to be George Washington 2.0. If you don't deliver, Donald Trump is going to be the new word, basically, for latrine. So he's either going to be the George Washington type or he's going to be Benedict Arnold. And from what I've seen so far, he's going in the right direction. Now, that means, though, when somebody's fully committed and I'm fully committed, I'm going to give him some benefit of the doubt. And I'm going to have debates about it here on air. But if he starts turning or really pulling some stuff, we got to go out against him. And that's just the responsibility. Then we have the responsibility to really bring him down. Do you agree with that statement?
Absolutely. And when they're reaching out to you guys like they did when you're outside the restaurant and you're talking about that they reached out to you, that says a lot. It says that he's a listener and he is awake. And, you know, like you always say, he's not perfect. Nobody's perfect. But him being a listener and reaching out to you guys, to me, it speaks volumes.
Well, aware of the show, seen some of it, knows what's going on in the New World Order. His top advisor, Stone, who they have me a shadow advisor now for political reasons, obviously, is a total, you know, been all over Latin America, all over Europe, worked for 9 administrations, inside 3 of them, you know, above spy level, you know, that, a true operative. And he knows about the whole New World Order and the whole 9 yards as well. So it's just, this stuff's real, folks. It's happening. And Donald Trump's an informed guy, and what I've been told, not just by Stone, but by others, is it's surreal when one person or two or three or four tell you, but Trump has had like a crash course in brain surgery, and now he, you know, the word is, Alex, you are the underground stealth, hit the barbed wire, you know, pit bull surrogate, basically. That's what we're doing here. And then, you know, and I get the attacks, I take the, you know, all of it, and then people like Trump can try to get in and stop it from that level. But the globalists have his phones tapped. They're watching him. That's why they're hitting red alert. I mean, on board the globalist command ships, just imagine. I mean, they are in panic mode right now because, look, that's why they hate Rand Paul. They know full well he's been a listener forever. They know full well he didn't fall too far from daddy's tree. And they told him, if you're like your dad, we're going to battle you. So he kind of publicly acted like he wasn't. They're not stupid. I've had politicals tell me, we're not dumb. We know he's worse than you. Probably true to them. Rand Paul's probably just as bad as I am to the New World Order. Okay? And so that's why they hate his guts. I appreciate your call. Anything else? I guess he's gone. We're going to come back, go to Mark in Canada, and then we're going to go to Buckley. In fact, let's just go ahead and go to Mark in Canada right now. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, Alex. How you doing?
Good, brother.
Well,
and people like to cuss, I get it, but we're on a bunch of FCC channels, and then we have to delay you, and then we have to let you go under FCC rules, because then you can just keep doing it, and I'm not going to get our stations fined. And none of us are perfect, but it's a family show, and just come on, folks. We're not just internet, okay? We're on TV stations, radio stations, UHF, VHF, we're getting a lot of new affiliates, we're reaching a lot of new people. We've gone from 20 million people a week to about 28 million in the last year. And we just have to, like I said, I can't run around, you know, at night acting silly, you know, during a show because I'm sure making fun of Megyn Kelly. And then one joke becomes 10 jokes, becomes 20 jokes. Got to be more professional. And that's just me dialing it back. Because, I mean, let's just get on. I am a swing from the chandeliers maniac, at least previously in my life, just to some extent. And so I get it. We'll be back and take more of your calls. Buckley and others, stay with us.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous. You didn't have to get me these.
I couldn't let Valentine's Day come and go without surprising you with flowers.
Guys, this Valentine's Day, even though she says you don't have to get her flowers, lesson number one in relationships, send her flowers. She'll be so happy when you do. The pros at ProFlowers will help you deliver at Valentine's Day. And right now, you can get her one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Just go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the upper right corner, and enter secret code 9999. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 full days. Plus, you pick the delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Hurry, you must order by this Friday to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase and free chocolates for just $19.99. Let the pros help you win this Valentine's Day. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the upper right corner and enter secret code 9999. That's ProFlowers.com, secret code 9999.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Paid for by Bonner and Partners, an independent research firm.
Fed up after years spent fighting big government in Washington, D.C., a multimillionaire businessman has spent the last 30 years cracking an obscure threat to America. Today, he says it's about to reach a sudden and disturbing conclusion. If he's right, your way of life is about to change very suddenly. From where you shop, to the doctors you visit, to your retirement, and the family you want to protect. Now, he's made predictions like this before, and he was right then, too. A few years ago, he warned that housing prices would collapse. They did. Before that, he warned that dot-com companies would crash. They did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. A free video he's released online details everything you need to know at dollardownfall.com. Now, maybe you'll disagree with his conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. Just go to dollardownfall.com. That's dollardownfall.com.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Come from the land of the ice and snow. Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. David Knight's coming in to take over. I'll be back for Will and tomorrow. 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. and there's the fourth hour host. The Hammer of the Gods. All right, folks. I want to go to a few more of your phone calls. Dave will continue with the calls. We have a clip of a that our crew shot, Kit Daniels up on Infowars.com with Ron Paul and Bernie Sanders and more. Briefly, the system doesn't want you informed. No one debates that. The system doesn't want you involved. No one debates that. The system wants you out of the game. So just getting in the game, becoming aware of how things work, by osmosis, that will start to stop the system. The system is predatory. And a big thing with all these invasive bacteria, drug resistant, you name it, it's good to have something that's another bullet in your cartridge. And, of course, we're talking about silver bullet, high quality, 30 parts per million, the highest quality we can produce from the top lab in the country, available at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com. We're doing 24-hour sales all this week. And today, right through to tomorrow when the show starts, you can get it 15% off. Now, separately, if you want to sign up for AutoShip, if you're routinely ordering stuff, pick whatever items you want. You can cancel any time. You get 10% off when you sign up for AutoShip. Free shipping on orders of more than $50 as well. A lot of specials. We got a high-tech, modern, bulletproof, pun intended, shopping cart. Check it out, InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And again, your purchase funds this whole operation. And our reporters this week from Iowa to Washington covering what's happening. Boots on the ground, a real media organization, turning heads worldwide. Crashing through paradigms worldwide. Expanding horizons worldwide. Buckley in Missouri. Don't hear a lot of Buckleys. Whenever there was a reporter here, but it doesn't matter. Go ahead, Buckley, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Glad to talk to you. I was hoping
Thank you for calling.
While Larry. Thank you, bet. My pleasure. I was hoping to get on while Larry was still on, but I'm
sorry.
Sure
he had to go. What's on your mind?
I'm sure that Larry and you would agree that, you know, we talk a lot about how this country has been taken over by the foreign elites. But the main thing they have taken over is our court system. You know, the Constitution was founded on common law court system. You know, common law grand juries began 800 years ago in 1215, the Magna Carta. And it's taken these people over 100 years to eliminate the common law courts and change them all to chancery or statutory courts and laws. You know, I mean, the last common law court that we had in this country was in 1964 when you were 9 years old. But what I'd like to do really is bring to your attention and your millions of listeners a group out there that is doing some great work. They've been active for 31 months now. They're the National Liberty Alliance. Their website is nationallibertyalliance.org. And they've not only moved into the Oregon court case regarding the Hammond case now, but they've been what they're doing is setting up common law courts in all 3,133 counties in the United States.
Well, it's true, just like Mexico, when you end up basically having anarchy by the government, legitimate courts form, whether the government recognizes them or not, and I am aware of the history of common law courts and the rest of it, and they absolutely are constitutional if they're convened properly. And that goes back to Runnymede in 1215, as you said. And now they're just trying to get rid of regular juries altogether, and grand juries are these kept groups. I appreciate your call, Buckley. Let's go to Larry in Iowa. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah. Alex, how are you doing?
Good, my friend.
I just wanted to call in about the open registration in Iowa. There's open net registration where a libertarian or a independent can sign up the night of. And,
I thought it was more closed, though. I thought it was harder. I mean, that's what I wrote.
No, I've been going to it for years. And, I know there's voter fraud and all that stuff. But, on that account, we're.
Sure. What do you think of Hillary winning 6 coin tosses in a row?
Well, I think it sounds pretty fishy. And, it's just a testament to the power of the media when people, just because the media says it, I guess it's possible. And, we just take that and you're the guy out there that says, hey, wait a minute, and that's good. And the thing is...
No, I hear you, but you're saying, and I believe you, I'm just reading the articles here, but a lot of other major groups are saying it's harder to do that. A lot of folks are so honest, they don't even though they can flip over, it's still, you know, separate deals. And so they're saying that's why Trump didn't get more. All I know is he's way ahead in all the other polls, 10 to 20 points, 30 points in some, 18, 19, 20 points in New Hampshire, 25, 30 points in Michigan. Just going to dominate. And if he doesn't, we know there's major, major hanky-panky. And they're telling us, you know, his shine is worn off. It's over for him. You know, the mystique is gone. That's the talking point from the establishment media. So whatever. I mean, I'll take a Ted Cruz over him. Marco Rubio, the bottom line is he's another Obama. All right, folks. David Knight coming up.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Listen, baby.
He aligns himself with the truth. You're listening to Alex Jones.
Listen, baby. Ain't no mountain high.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. I'll be taking over for Alex. He's feeling ill right now. And I'll have this rest of this hour and, of course, into the fourth hour. We're hoping that Richard Reeves is going to be able to get back. His plane is on the way to Austin. We're hoping he's going to be able to join us in the fourth hour if he's not late with his plane. But, of course, we have a lot of news. We have your calls that are going to be coming up. I'll go up to Matt at FEMA 6 in Oregon. He wanted to talk about the Oregon standoff, and I just got back from Oregon. Reporting on what was up there, and there is some new information that I've seen coming out in terms of some evidence that's come out about that. I want to see what he has to say about that. Some interesting news, and here's kind of a victory, although it may be, as they point out on New America, One Step Forward, and or two steps forward and one step back. Remember, at the end of December, we were talking about the fact that Virginia was going to revoke reciprocity with 25 states in terms of concealed carry. Now, this is something that was started by the Democrat Attorney General Mark Herring. I call him Red Herring because he is the idea that he needs to take away these concealed carry permits from states, many of whom do more thorough background checks and more continuous background checks than Virginia does. That really is a red herring, throwing people off the track, doing something just to harass gun owners, just to destroy the Second Amendment by infringing it around the edges. That's the way they're going to do it. They're not going to come out one day and say, we're taking all the guns. No, they do it by a gradual process. We understand that. We understand what your game is. We understand that's been the game for a very long time. So what they're trying to do in Virginia, first it was the Democrat Attorney General, Red Herring, and then he got the governor to sign on to this, Terry McAuliffe. Remember that name? The Clintons? He was Hillary's campaign manager for a while. That's really his only experience. This guy is a political operative. Now the governor of Virginia. That's the kind of deep area that we've gotten into here. Now, he stood behind this, as they point out in New American, a heavy-handed anti-gun approach. Virginia Republicans immediately reacted to the proposed legislation to overturn the decision. They put pressure on both the attorney general and the governor there in Virginia. A Republican delegate, Lee Ware, introduced legislation to take away the power of the state police to conduct surveys, such as the one on which Herring leaned to use his draconian exercise. Because you can get a survey to say anything, quite frankly. We know that from watching just watching the elections. And then Republicans who control both houses of Virginia legislature at one point, we reported this as well, considered to pull funding for Governor McAuliffe's armed state police bodyguards. Remember, they said, if you're so afraid of people having weapons who have been vetted by the state. I mean, this is not constitutional carry. This is being able to carry guns after you've jumped through a lot of inspection and approval and permission and privileges granted by the state. That's far beyond what the Constitution allows. But even when people go to that extra step, they didn't want to recognize that. So I said, if you're so afraid of guns, then what we will do is we will just not trouble you anymore with state police who have guns to protect you, because these are guns that we have to protect ourselves. And we've jumped through, we've played all of your games, we've tried to cooperate with you. We pretend that our fundamental right, that is also our God-given right, that is recognized specifically in the Constitution, we try to pretend that that is somehow a privilege or a license that you are allowed to grant to us. So we'll play along with all these, your fantasy situation here. And even then, the Democrats want to take that away, the Democrat governor. But as they point out, this could be two steps forward and one step back, because now what they've said is that although they're going to restore the reciprocity, what they're going to do now is require that state police be present at all gun shows for voluntary background checks. There you go. There you go. Okay. So it's not entirely a victory, but it does show that we can push back. This is a situation within a state where the elected state representatives were able to shut down this gun control. And a lot of this is enacted at the state level. And so when we look at the election, and we are going to look at the election is important because there are issues that are discussed, there are bigger things that are happening. We can make our life a lot easier or a lot more difficult. But I think at a fundamental level that we need to understand that the fight is at the state level. And to give you another example of this, Tennessee, this is also an article from New American, is going to consider nullifying executive orders and Supreme Court decisions. They're talking about passing a law. This is in response, of course, to the fact that Obama has used, and it's not necessarily the quantity of executive orders. We saw the most number of executive orders were by FDR. And, of course, he used it to transform this country fundamentally. And I disagree with the way that FDR transformed this country very strongly. He used thousands of executive orders. He packed the Supreme Court. He used the Supreme Court as a means to somehow modify the Constitution in a very activist way. Going back to Marbury versus Madison, where the Supreme Court granted to itself the power to change the Constitution by saying they have final review of all laws and they can decide whether anything is constitutional or not. They basically said, we're above the Constitution, we will amend the Constitution, but now they've become very activists. And of course, the magnitude of the effects of Obama's executive orders are the issue. It isn't simply the quantity. An executive order could be something that is simply administrative for the different bureaucracies that are under the president. Or it can be something that flies in the face of what our elected representatives in Congress want. And Obama is clearly saying that. He says, well, I didn't get this from Congress, so I'm going to make it happen. I didn't get that from Congress, so I'm going to make it happen by executive order. That is the key. It isn't the quantitative issue. It's the qualitative issue, the way he is using it to override the other branches of government, to override the will of the people and our elected representatives. And so what do we do about this? Well, the rightful remedy is at the state level. That's the way we rein in an out-of-control executive. There is a division of powers within the federal government. That division of powers has now been destroyed. As they point out, the Congress has essentially turned over and become, as they put it in New American, accomplices in the obliteration of the Constitution. That's a great phrase. That's Joe Wolverton's phrase, accomplices in the obliteration of the Constitution with Barack Obama. I've talked about this before, how it's essentially an abdication of power by the Congress, not only to the president, but to the bureaucracies. It is a self-dissolution. We've seen situations where czars and kings have dissolved parliamentary bodies. Our Congress has done it to themselves. It's a self-dissolution. Now, how do you check this abuse of power? Well, one way to do it is at the state level, and that's a perfectly legitimate way to do it. The founders wanted to divide power at the central government, having a executive, a legislative, a judicial branch. They were so concerned about the consolidation of power. They were very concerned about that. They knew that power always concentrated and consolidated. So they divided the central government so that it wouldn't be too powerful, and they divided power between the central government and the states, and also, we'll say, with the people, because we have the ballot box, if it's working correctly, the jury box, if it's working correctly, and the cartridge box. Now, how do we get the states to assert their power so we don't have to use the cartridge box? Well, there's two bills in Tennessee, House Bill 1828, Senate Bill 1790, that would amend the Tennessee state code to prohibit state and local governments from enforcing, administering, or cooperating with the implementation, regulation, or enforcement of any federal executive order or U.S. Supreme Court opinion unless the General Assembly, the state General Assembly, first expressly implements it as a public policy of the state. Then, as they point out in background, nullification is what Thomas Jefferson wrote was the rightful remedy. And, of course, he wrote the Kentucky Resolutions in 1798 to point that out and goes back and looks at what some of the founders who wrote the Constitution said. We look at the original intent of the Constitution as well as the words. It helps us to understand the principles that they were trying to set up. If we don't like those principles, we can change them, but we need to abide by the rule of law or we have nothing left but a dictatorship. Now, Madison, considered to be the father of the Constitution, the father of the Bill of Rights, said the local or municipal authorities from distinct and independent portions of the supremacy, not more subject within their respective spheres to the general authority, that the general authority, then the general authority is subject to them within its own sphere. Now, to translate that into 21st century English, let's understand that what he is saying is that they are no more supreme in the federal government than the state is in their sphere of influence. In other words, you have not a pyramid structure with one all-seeing eye at the top, like you look at on the back of your dollar bill. That's not the power structure that the federal founders gave us, okay? And that symbol was added, that ominous symbol was added much, much later, I would say after we stopped being a republic. It was not a pyramid structure with an all-seeing eye on the top. It was independent spheres of influence. You have the federal government with their sphere of influence, the state governments with their sphere of influence. You have individuals and families with their sphere of influence. And each of them is just as important as the other. And there is no, unless there is some breakdown of power in a state, or unless, just like there was a breakdown of, if there's a breakdown of power in the family, if the family is abusing their children, at that point, one of the other authorities penetrates that sphere of influence. But until and unless that happens, then the family, the home, the individual is every bit as sacrosanct, the man in his castle, as they say, right? It's every bit as sacrosanct in that power as the federal government is. This is a very important principle in this article. They even talk about how Alexander Hamilton, the guy who wanted a very strong central government, said, no, no, if they were to move in and take over things at the state level, that would be an act of usurpation. That is very key. And we understand that that really is what is behind the so-called sagebrush rebellion as well. Now, there's a lot of interesting side articles that are coming out. One of them I thought was very interesting was Jeb Bush. They say that he spent more than $5,000 per vote so far. This is the Washington Post. And when they look at this, I think they're talking about maybe nationalized spending. I've seen figures where he spent like $2,800 in Iowa, but that's still incredibly high. You know, the biggest loser in all this was Jim Gilmore. He spent only $100,000, but he only got 12 votes. That is astronomically bad. And he didn't drop out yet. That's the amazing thing to me is Jim Gilmore is hanging in there. For what? I don't understand. But when you look at this, the person who spent the least amount per vote was Donald Trump. He only spent $300 per vote. Marco Rubio spent twice that. Ted Cruz, about that same amount of money. Rick Santorum, up to $900 per vote. So it starts to accelerate as people get fewer and fewer votes. But Jeb Bush is the one who spent $5,200 to get 5,200 votes, $5,200 per vote in Iowa, according to the Washington Post. It's also interesting, I think, in terms of the character that I saw revealed from Ted Cruz in the last couple of days here. The things that happened with that flyer that went out, I mean, that was old school politics. You want to talk about somebody who says that they're not part of the Washington establishment? That's old school political dirty tricks, folks. That's as dirty as you'll have ever seen 40, 50, 60 years ago, okay? That was dirty stuff. And what he did to Ben Carson was also incredibly dirty. We alluded to that before. But listen, the caucuses started at 7 o'clock. At 7:01, the Cruz camp sent out this message. CNN is reporting that Ben Carson will stop campaigning after Iowa. Make sure to tell all your peers of the caucus supporting Carson that they should coalesce around the true conservative who will be in the race for the long haul, Ted Cruz. They set that out right as that was starting. The Carson campaign says they immediately came back and said that's not true. Ben Carson said this is really quite a dirty trick. He said that's the kind of thing that irritated me enough to get into this quagmire of politics. He says have campaigns come out and send emails to their caucus speakers suggesting that Dr. Carson was doing anything but moving forward after tonight is the lowest of low in American politics, said a campaign manager of the Carson campaign. But Representative Steve King of Iowa, who was campaigning along with Cruz, then picked this up even after that had been denied by the Carson team. He sends out a tweet, says, Carson looks like he's out. Iowans need to know before they vote. Most will go to Cruz, I hope. So he tweets that out for everybody at the caucuses to tell everyone, well, hey, I think that Carson is dropping out. That's the kind of last-minute classical dirty tricks that we've seen over and over again. And I think what's going to happen in the future, and we've talked about this a little bit last night, in terms of the Democrats, the Iowa caucus has been a pretty accurate predictor going back to 1980 of who was going to win the nomination. With only a couple of exceptions, one when an Iowa senator ran, and he ran away with it. Another one when a nearby Missouri Senator Gephardt got won with 31%. Harkin won with 77%. He was the Iowa senator who ran. But with those two exceptions, with Democrats, they pretty much picked who the final winner was going to be. With Republicans, not so much, okay? We had, as we pointed out before, Santorum won the last one. Huckabee won the one before that. Bob Dole, who did go on to win the nomination, but he only narrowly beat Pat Buchanan. And then the one before that in 1988, we had Bob Dole getting 37%. He didn't win that year. Pat Robertson got 25%. He didn't win that year. Pat Robertson, okay? Pat Robertson, who didn't, but he almost he came close to, had a strong second, and he beat Bush, who came in third place. He beat the vice president in Iowa. Bush came in third place at 19%, went on to win the nomination in 1988 and to win the election in 1988, but he came in third place at 19%. Why is it that for the Republicans, Iowa is not a very good predictor? Well, Kurt Nimmo points out many reasons why things are going to change from here on out, but one of the reasons, I think, is because the Republican Party is very small in Iowa compared to the Democrat Party. And people realize when you go and when you look at the people who have won here, people like Pat Robertson, Pat Buchanan, Huckabee Santorum. They win by appealing to a very strong, politically strong, Christian minority in Iowa, but of course it is a major force in the Iowa Republican Party. So if they can get the endorsement of people like Steve King and some others in Iowa, and what they do is they run way to the Christian side of things, and they essentially start holding revivals like we've seen Ted Cruz, and that tends to work against them as they move out of that area. And quite frankly, as a Christian, I don't like to see that. I don't like to see, because I've seen too many Elmer Gantries who wrap themselves in Jesus to sell me a product turn out to be real frauds and con men. And so it really puts me off. It doesn't bother me to hear somebody talk about their deep held convictions. I think that's fine. I don't want to shut that down. I'm not the ACLU. But you can go to a point and cross over. And I believe the Cruz campaign, along with Glenn Beck, have done that in this particular Iowa caucus. You can go to the other side and you can start telling people they should vote for you because you're a Christian, because you know the Bible better than somebody else, and you can play Bible trivia, you can do biblical correctness with people, which was what we've seen in this campaign. That is really going to push back against him when he goes into other areas of the country. It's going to help him in the Bible Belt, it's going to help him in Iowa Republican Party, but it's going to push back against them in other areas. When they go to New Hampshire, that is going to be open to independents and to Democrats. And as the story from Kurt Nemo pointed out, there's about 25% in either of those categories that are very strongly Trump supporters. He appeals to the blue-collar workers who put Ronald Reagan in. And, you know, by the way, Ronald Reagan lost in Iowa. He lost to Bush the first time by 2 points, kind of like Trump. Reagan Democrats can change things, and I think we're going to see that change as we move forward. Stay with us. We'll be right back with your calls.
More than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Are you prepared to bug out? Infidel Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're going to be going to your calls in just a moment. We have Richard Reeves is going to be joining us from Iowa in the fourth hour. Before we get to your calls, I want to let you know about a flash sale, a 24-hour flash sale that's going on at InfoWarsStore.InfoWarsLife.com. And that is 15% off Silver Bullet. And if you get it with AutoShip, that means that you're going to set up an automatic shipment to replace this as it goes out. We will give you another 10% off with AutoShip. So if you sign up for AutoShip, you get an additional 10% off. But anyone can get 15% off, and that's a flash sale going on right now. Silver Bullet, colloidal silver. It is concentrated to a powerful 30 parts per million in a base of deionized water. It stores for years, whether it's an economic meltdown or any other kind of collapse. Experts admit that colloidal silver is essential to have on hand. Again, you can get that 15% off. Save an additional 10% off if you sign up for AutoShip. Get that at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com while supplies last. And also, we have free shipping on all orders of $50 or more. Now, I want to go to our callers. Before we do, just real quickly, we've had a lot of coverage in terms of breakdown of demographics in this vote, and it looks like so many college students are breaking either for Ron Paul or for Bernie Sanders. I find it very interesting, not Ron Paul, but Rand Paul. Of course, they went for Ron Paul, his father, before. And now a lot of them are going for Bernie Sanders. And I think they're looking, they're confused as to where they're going to get the resources for socialism. I want to play Rand Paul talking about the difference between him and Bernie Sanders because we have to understand what socialism is truly about. Here's that clip.
The point that I try to make is, you know, you do well as a principled progressive. And I can do this with Dennis Kucinich, whom I know very well, and say, well, you know, you don't want to use force in the military. You want to protect civil liberties, and you don't like all this war. And sometimes Dennis and I would be going to voting against some war position. But I said, why, and I'll propose this to Barney too, is why is it that you won't apply that same principle to, you know, that you apply to social engagement, you know, in social and sexual matters, hands off, as long as it's voluntary. I know where the government just should be out of it. They should be out of marriage and everything else. And they agree with that. I said, why don't you apply that to economics? And they come up and they say, they understand the consistency. They say, well, it's different because freedom in markets allow people to become too rich, you know, and then they run it and they own everything and they will not listen to the argument that there's a difference between somebody getting bailed out by the Federal Reserve and they're on the specialist versus somebody who produces a good product and we vote them their money and they haven't cheated or stolen or given us bad products and they make a lot of money. Why? I think it's sort of an envy and resentment, but I talked to them, but I have to tell you that so far I haven't converted many diehard progressives because some progressives, if you watch it on the internet, will have really close agreements and they might, you know, be talking about the same issue, but boy, they don't want to even introduce the notion that the libertarians are with them on this because they're terrified that we might encroach on their power to redistribute wealth. So it's a tough argument, but that's because they have a strong belief. Others are sort of in the middle, and they can be influenced, and they can be converted.
Okay, and again, that's Ron Paul. I was saying it was Rand Paul. You can find that video at InfoWars.com. Look, it boils down to this. We want freedom. Progressives and socialists want free stuff. It's not sustainable. Just like you cannot force an equality of results, you can only truly have and press for an equality of opportunity. There's a big difference. It may sound like it's subtle, but it makes all the difference in the world. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.